Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are on the line tonight. I want to thank all of my co-hosts who are on the line listening. God bless you. I want to thank some of my family and friends who are on the line at this particular hour, and I want to thank some of my media friends as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. On today, we are going to actually hear a word from God. Somebody say, hear a word from God. Say, Lord, we need a word, amen, from you. When? Right now. Tonight on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Amen. As you can tell, I am excited about the word of God. Amen. And afterwards, we are going to have our announcements and an emphasis on our youth. And, of course, you all know that we're going to read Psalms and we're going to pray. And on tonight, the Lord has placed it on my heart. He says we need to pray for our kids. And we're not just praying for the kids of color. We're praying for everyone, every child who is under the age of 18. Our children are in a terrible fix. Somebody say that. Our children are in a terrible fix. There are a lot of things going on. If you notice, something happened in McKinney, Texas. Amen. Something happened in the other states with our children. And I say our children because it takes a village to raise these children these days. And part of the situations that occur with our children deals with the lack of supervision. And I'm going to be very clear about that. This summer, and I want to say this before we get going because the Lord is placing this on my heart. This summer, when your children travel somewhere, go somewhere, you need to be in their presence or you need to designate someone if they're under the age of 18. I know that at 13 and 14 and 15, they consider themselves grown. They can take care of themselves. Well, obviously not. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that someone is watching your children, because a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can also be prevented. Okay? And so I just want you to know that right up front. But we are going to actually pray unto God, and we're going to also read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And actually, we're going to read Psalm first. The Lord is speaking. We're going to read Psalm first. 136, 1 through 9. Then we're going to have prayer. Then we're going to go into the NFL draft. Amen. Excited and delighted. Psalm 136. Lord Jesus, I'm so excited. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're getting ready to get into the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to forget about yourself, and I want you to concentrate on our Lord. Amen. God is good, and he's getting ready to place people in their destinies. He's getting ready to draft people. He's getting ready to call people out. Amen. And we must be ready, because the Lord says he's getting ready to call us out into our destiny. happening. He says, prepare ye the people. Let the people know. Summon the people. He says, Gabriel, blow your horn. Amen. And he said, let them know that I'm getting ready to place them in their destiny. That's good news. Amen. Somebody ought to give God praise and say hallelujah, because God says he is getting ready to draft some people. And we're going to talk a little bit about what NFL stands for. And it's in conjunction with our youth. But this NFL piece or segment is for those who are listening. It's mostly tailored around the adults who are looking for a breakthrough, the adults who are needing a breakthrough, those who have been praying and toiling like that lady with the issue of blood for 12 long years. God says those are the people that he's coming to draft. Amen. And so we are going to pray unto God. I'm going to dim the lights, and we're going to actually get into the presence of God. I want you to forget about who made you mad today. I want you to forget about what happened today that was unpleasant. I want you to forget about what's going on in the world. I want you to forget about every trouble that you have, every pain, every heartache that you have, whatever you're going through, whatever you're going to go through. I want you to just get into the presence of God. God says, bring all of your burdens unto him and leave them there. That means that after this prayer, you should not be carrying any burdens. You should be packing up your burdens right now as I'm speaking, so that you can give God your burdens. Now, it will be your own fault if after we pray this anointed prayer, this powerful prayer, it will be your fault if you are still bogged down with burdens. It will be your fault if you're still worried about what's going to happen this week. It will be your fault if you do not receive what you're looking for. It will be your fault if you do not receive your blessing, because that means that your heart is not with us. Amen? So at this particular time, I want you to get from in front of the TV. Some of you on the phone, amen, listening to the Love, Love, Jesus ministry. Tell your friend, you'll call them back, or whoever it is, you'll call them back. Some of you are listening attentively. Thank you so much. Some of you have some paper and pencil ready to write things down. Just put the pencil down, put the pen down, and just listen to this prayer. You don't need to write anything. The writing's already on the wall, and Jesus has already paid the price. So you're not going to have to write a check or anything. Amen. I want you to just, at this time, I want you to just think about the goodness of God. And I'm going to turn off the lights, and I'm going to prepare your mind to get ready for the presence of God. God is already present. God is ready, and he's able and he's willing to give you your breakthrough. He's here for the draft. The Lord is here, and you know the draft does not happen every day. He's here for the draft. And while he's here, it's very important that we make known to God what we need, and God, in return, is going to answer our prayers. We're going to pray for our youth. We're going to pray for peace. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for people who are going in the hospital, coming out, those who are thinking about going in. We're going to pray for schools. We're going to pray for families. We're going to pray for ministries, the Love, Live, Jesus ministry, and the host. We're going to pray everybody, those people that we encounter today. We're going to pray for them and their families. We're going to pray for their protection. Amen. We're going to pray for the people overseas. We're going to pray for those who are going through the storms of life silently. We're going to pray for those who have lost someone. We're just going to pray for everyone. And we're going to listen to Lionel Richie, the Commodores, Jesus is Love. And whether there's music or not, as far as if he's singing the words, that's fine. But we are into the presence of God. This is serious business. We're not playing with God. We're not coming to God in an arrogant fashion. We're not coming to God telling God what to do. Amen. We're being very humble, yet we're being very transparent and letting God know what we need. Amen. And so we're praying for breakthroughs right now. We're praying for those graduates who are going off to college, because we know that the devil is mad. He's mad because all these people have graduated. So the devil tries to get into people's business, and he tries to discourage our children, but the devil is a liar, and he's a deceiver too, amen? And so we're going to pray for these families and their children. We're going to pray for whatever the Lord places on our heart. We want to go ahead and ask the Lord to consecrate our hearts. Whatever's in our hearts that's not of God, whatever is on our minds that's not focused on our Lord and Savior, we ask, would it be removed right now, Lord? Whatever it is that burden that we're carrying, Lord, we all relinquish our burdens. Everyone is putting up their hands unto you and giving you the burdens that so easily keep us from focusing on you. We're opening up our ears that are stopped up so that we can hear your voice, Lord. Our eyes are closed, but we are fixed in your presence. We are humbly submitted. We are bowed down because we are at your feet, Lord. We are here in a humble manner, and we ask that the prayer that we render up, that they be heard and fall afresh on good ground, and that when they fall afresh on good ground, that they grow into our destiny. We thank you, Lord, for the prophecy, for the revelation that the draft is here. We thank you for the right now moment, and we thank you, Lord, for the moment in which you have told us to ask of anything that we need. And so, therefore, we are getting ready to transition into our prayer of ask for an NFL draft that is coming. We thank you for the revelation word that's coming after the prayer, Lord, and we ask that would that particular message be helpful to someone or to people all over this land and country. We ask, Lord, right now, would you anoint this voice, would you anoint my head from the top to the sole of my feet so that I can hear your voice and so that I can disseminate the word that you have given on tonight. Lord, we are getting ready to pray now. And Lord, everyone is ready. Our hearts are fixed and our minds are made up that we're going to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most humble manner that we know how, thanking you for blessing us to wake up this morning, Lord. Thank you for blessing us as we were able to start on our way, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come to you with many concerns. We come to you with many things that's on our hearts, Lord. And right now we submit each youth unto you. It doesn't matter what color they are, where they came from, Lord, where they are. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this program to be able to spread abroad where we can help our youth, Lord, because they're in a terrible fix. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any child who has been hurt, any child who has experienced anything other than normal, Lord. We ask you, Lord, would you continue to put your arms of protection around them, Lord, and would you help them, Lord, to be successful in everything that they do, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask for a special blessing on any child who has been traumatized by anyone, Lord. Would you be that angel and that comforter, and would you help them to not be afraid? Would you bless them to get good sleep, at least for tonight, Lord? Lord God, we're just asking, would you bless any wayward child, any child who is hard-headed, any child who is missing, any child who does not want to do what their parents say? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a particular manner, Lord? Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, as an empty cup ready to be filled, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are going into the hospitals, Lord? Would you heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord? Would you give them comfort, Heavenly Father? And would you let them know that you are the great physician and you can do all things, and what you do it well. Lord, we thank you for the praise report in advance that you're going to give, Lord, for those who are going in. And we thank you for the praise report for those who are coming out. And we thank you, Lord, for the courage for those who are going in. Lord Jesus, we just ask, would you give the people what they need so that they can feel better and they will heal in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we want to thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you kept us all day long, Lord, and you didn't have to do it, but you did it because of your favor, your grace, and your mercy. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to become better vessels and better instruments every day, Lord. Lord, we pray for breakthroughs, Lord. We pray for people who are waiting on a word from you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray for hearts to have hatred and jealousy and malice, Heavenly Father. We pray for stopped up ears who cannot hear your word. We pray for those who cannot speak, Lord, because they don't want to speak the word of God or the truth. Lord Jesus, we know that you are powerful and you are God who can do everything and you do everything well, Lord. Oh, Lord, we extend our hands up unto you, Lord. We give you our children, Lord, no matter what color they are, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you mold them into new creatures? Because you said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that whatever the Lord asks us to do and wherever he asks us to go, Lord, that we be obedient unto him, Heavenly Father, and accept his perfect will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the encouraging word, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for just helping us, Lord, to hear what the Lord has for us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you, would you bless each person who's on this line, those who will come. And we ask, would you bless those who are listening, Lord Jesus, through links. Lord Jesus, we just ask you, would you continue to help us and build us up where we're weak, Lord. Would you bless those who are sick and afflicted. Would you bless those who have lost someone, Heavenly Father, or something? And, Lord, would you continue to just help us to be strong, Lord, in you? Would you continue to help us to perfect our walk each and every day and to follow the commandments that you have set, Lord? We thank you, Lord. We bless you. And we ask, Lord, would you continue to help us, Lord? We love you, Lord. We adore you. And we give you the praises, Heavenly Father. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the word that you're getting ready to bring, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Bless you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you just give people the courage and help people to hold out until a change comes, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we not be relinquished from your sight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a point in which we are in the very presence of God, and the Holy Spirit of God is very prominent. And we don't want to lose focus of God. And so we're going to just pause for a minute and listen to the music, and we're going to let the Lord minister unto us as he prepares us for the next thing in life, which is the message of God. So I just want you to enjoy the music and as the Lord speaks, and then we're going to go into the word of God. Amen. Teach them to love one another. Heaven might find a place in the heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he's mine. Oh, in my heart, got to walk on, walk on through temptation. And his wisdom will be a helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Give them my heart to be thankful. Amen. 'Cause Jesus. That was Mr. Lionel Richie with the Commodores. Jesus is love. And guess what? Jesus is really love. Amen. Somebody say praise God, because we serve a true and living God. I want you to get out your Bibles. I want to talk a little bit from Luke 5 because I want to set this lesson up for you. And I want you, I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you, but I'm going to highlight some things from Luke. Excuse me right quick, that's our commercial. From Luke 5, excuse me just a second. Let's see here. From Luke 5, give me just a second. So you can immediately apply what you learn in your school. Okay. All right. From Luke 5, I want you to look at Luke 5. And we are going to look at the fact that Jesus calls his disciples. Before we go into the NFL talk or teaching, I want to give you a little background information as the Lord is showing. So in Luke 5, we find that Jesus calls his first disciples. And so what happens is Jesus is at a lake. And, of course, people begin to crowd around Jesus, listening to the word of God, because they heard about how Jesus was able to heal the blind and how he was able to raise the dead. So, of course, Jesus was a celebrity. Jesus is a celebrity. If anyone knows that Jesus is coming to town, everybody's going to run there to see who this Jesus is. Well, anyway, Jesus was by the lake, and the people began to crowd around and listen to the word of God. And what happened was that Jesus saw two boats that was left by the fishermen who were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, and this particular boat belonged to Simon. And he asked him to put out a little from the shore. And then Jesus began to sit down and teach the people from the boat. And so when Jesus finished his teaching, he asked Simon to put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. He told him basically to just throw out his net, right? And Simon said, but, you know, God, I've been here all day and all night, and I haven't caught anything. But I'm going to be obedient, and I will let down my net. Right? And when they followed Jesus, we're talking about Simon and Simon Peter. When they followed Jesus, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets broke. Amen? So what am I telling you today for this NFL draft? Jesus is calling you. I said Jesus is calling you. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is calling you. Okay? Jesus is calling you. Simon had doubts in his mind because Simon had been fishing all day long and couldn't catch anything. He could not catch anything. But when Jesus put his stamp of approval on it, he caught so many fish that his net broke. Amen? He caught so many fish that his net broke. So let's go back to our NFL draft. Okay? In this NFL draft, right, the Lord is getting ready to call people. First of all, the NFL draft means yes, Father, Lord. Okay? Because the first letter N means name, N-A-A-M, which is a Greek word that means yes. Yes, Father, Lord. I'm giving you a heads up. When the Lord calls you into your destiny, just say yes, Father, Lord. Don't say, well, Lord, I've been out here and I've been seeking a breakthrough for years, but just tell the Lord yes. The Lord is getting ready to draft people. The Lord is getting ready to draft people. And you must be ready. The Lord does not have time for us to say, well, Lord, come back tomorrow and, you know, we'll see if I decide to go, right? You must be ready for the draft. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you. This is called your destiny. Your destiny does not wait for you. Somebody say that your destiny does not. It cannot wait for you. Why? Because it's in God's timing. God likens it unto death. You can't say, death, hold on. Let me tell everybody goodbye. He says it just comes. Amen? But when God is getting ready to bless you, you have to accept. Right? Because if you don't accept, then you will not get to your destiny. It's very important. I want you to get out some paper and I want you to get out a pencil. And as I said before, the Lord is going to give me the formula to give unto you so that you can prepare for this, because I don't want to miss it and I don't want you to miss it. And so the Lord is getting ready to draft some people. We talk about a draft like the NFL. And since I have children listening, I want to go ahead and break it down and simplify it before we get into the NFL draft spiritually. In the NFL, there are football players who are able to experience this draft because of their record in football. Many of these individuals are in shape. Many of these individuals have played well. They are great football players, to say the least. Many of these individuals were great in high school, probably, and they're conditioned and they're ready, right? And there is a certain age limit in which people are drafted. But God says that in his draft, he says age is nothing but a number. God is drafting kids. God is drafting young adults. God is drafting middle-aged adults, and God is drafting our seasoned adults. Are you ready? That's the question. Are you ready to say yes, Father Lord? Now, when we look at this NFL draft, there are some components that you must be ready for, okay? There are some components that you must be ready for. In this NFL draft, right, in this particular NFL draft that the Lord is going to give you. God says it's going to be unbelievable. He says it's going to be unbelievable. And the Lord is speaking. It's going to be unbelievable. And the reason why it's going to be unbelievable is it's because it's your desire. But your desire that you only thought you could receive unbelievable. It's a desire that you only thought you could receive. In your time. And we're going to talk about that. And you might hear some pauses, and it's because we're listening to the unction of the Lord. God says that it's unbelievable. He says that to make this plain for you, you desire this. Everybody wants to be excellent. Everyone wants to succeed. He says this is your desire, and you tried so many times that you failed at it, right? And you only thought that you could receive this at a particular time. When I said in your time, you thought at a particular time, but God said this is your season. This is the season that he has given you. He says just like your birthday when you were born, the Lord chose that day for you to be born. The Lord has chosen this particular day for you to be drafted. Amen? So he says it's unbelievable. He says because it is a desire of yours and because you had your own time set. So, in other words, it came a little bit sooner than what you expected. He says it's unbelievable. He says, just like in the NFL draft, and I'm speaking to the students now, in the NFL draft, these fellows don't know if they're going to get picked or not. They have no idea till their name is called. He says, and when you are accepted into the draft, when you are drafted, he says it's unbelievable to you because you had no idea that you would be drafted. Okay? So it's unbelievable. Number two, the Lord says, now that you see yourself in the NFL draft, since he has already revealed the will for you, okay, he says, then he requires that you pray over whatever you was drafted for. Pray over whatever you was drafted for. God says that he has already equipped you with everything that you need to be successful. He says in order to renew your gift under this draft, he says you must pray over it. He says pray over everything, but pray over it especially. He says because that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, and once you pray over your gift, he says your gift will be eternal. Your gift will be eternal. He says, it's just like your name. Your name, 97% of people maintain their first name. They don't change it, right? He says your gift will not change unless you change or turn away from God. He says unlike the NFL draft when football players are drafted, right? He says that you, it doesn't matter how old you get, you are still accepted into the NFL draft because that's your destiny. You will still be where you are. You will still have that gift. That gift will not leave because you grow in age, in other words. So he says it's going to be unbelievable. He says once you receive it, he says pray over it, right, whatever it is. And he says your gift does not expire, right, with your age. He says it's eternal, whatever breakthrough that you're waiting on. And this must be big. God is showing me a big blessing. And it's very, God calls it, I want you to write this word down. He says it's fragile. It's fragile. And when he talks about fragile, he's not speaking about as in weak. He says is fragile in that it is precious. He says it's from God. He says it's from your Father. Your Father is giving it to you because of what you've been through. He's giving it to you because he says you are his love. God is very, if you will, he's very sentimental with this blessing that he's given unto you. Very sentimental with it. And so he says, take good care of it. He says, do not mess up your blessing under the NFL draft because of what comes with it, the luxury that comes with it. So it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Pray over it. It's eternal. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's yours. He says, and it's fragile, which means you're precious to him. You've been praying. You've been fasting. You've been just continuously going on and on. He says, but he has given this to you. He says, take good care of it. Then he goes on to talk about within the draft, he says, you must continue in character, strength. You must continue in love, and you must not forget your Father, Lord. Continue in character. God says that within this blessing, this huge blessing, this is going to change your status. This is going to change some aspects of who you are. He says, because if any man be in Christ or woman, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This is going to change your status a little bit. He says, continue in character. He says, do not let anything or any blessing or opportunity change you. He says, you remain in character. He says, we're going back to that name. When we talk about your gift does not expire or your name does not expire, he says your character should not expire with your status. Because you have a higher status, or because the Lord has given you a breakthrough so that you can break to your destiny, he says continue in your character. He says do not put on or do not play another role. He says if your name is Sarah, he says, then you need to be Sarah in your NFL draft. He says, do not, in other words, he says, do not act unseemly or do not act like, do not show any type of change within your character. He says, humble yourself before him. So continue in character. Character is very important once you reach this NFL status. Then he says, strength. He's not only talking about the muscle strength, but he's saying, ask the Lord for strength on a day-to-day basis. Because what happens is the Lord is going to bless so much that it may overwhelm you because all of the blessings and opportunities are coming all at once. It's like, for instance, when you are outside and you have the water hose out and the water hose somehow gets tangled up and the water, all the water pressure builds up at the bottom and you try to let the water out and it's stuck. Well, once you release and untangle that particular water hose, then all of the water goes everywhere. And the Lord says that's how he's going to pour out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive. Somebody say glory to God. God says he's going to pour out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. Glory to God. And so he says that you're going to have strength. He says because you're going to be pulled in so many different directions of opportunities, he says, but you can handle them all because he will not give you anything that you cannot handle. If you remember a couple of months ago, he was getting ready to walk in our destiny. God says you're already in your destiny now. And so you continuously pray for strength on a day-to-day basis. He says, do not lose your strength like Samson did with his hair. He says, do not lose your strength. He says, you lose your strength. Samson lost his strength because his hair was cut. He says, but you lose your strength when you cut God off. When we cut God off from our business or when we cut God off from our lives, he says, we lose our strength. He says, don't be like Samson and let somebody cut off your strength. He's talking about the people who bring you down. He's talking about the people who are negative. He says, do not allow those people to cut off your strength while you are in this draft. God says that you are here because it was the desire of your heart, and the desire of your heart is the will of God. So you have to be careful with people who cut off your strength. Amen. He's talking about Samson. Then he says love. He says we must love one another. Now, mind you, you're not going to be the only one who is called in the draft. Matter of fact, where you're called to, you would not be the only person. You're going to have to adapt and adjust to the NFL draft because there are people who are already there. And that's why the Lord is telling us to remain in character and do not lose our strength. He says, and then you must love. Why should you love? Well, because that's one of our commandments, and because you are representing God. God is the one who sent you there in the first place, and he sent you there for a service because he knew that you could do it. He says, but you must love. And what he's talking about is agape love. He says, you must love each and every person. You must love each and every person that you encounter. Love is very, very important. You must love at all times. Amen. Then you must not forsake God. You must not forsake or forget God. God has placed you on a plateau. God has called your name. Everybody knows that you were called. Everybody knows that you were part of the NFL draft. Why? Because God has huge blessings. Amen. He says that those blessings have been planted ever since you were born because the Lord knows the will. He knows what he has for you. And so because those seeds were planted already, they're already grown. And so everybody sees these plants. But God says that you must not forget who he is. He says the NFL, the spiritual NFL, has many benefits. It has favor, grace, and mercy. You find yourself in places and in the company of people that you shouldn't be in the company of if you were sent by man. God says when you're in this particular draft, you get opportunities that you usually wouldn't receive. He says because grace and mercy and because God sent you there. He says in the NFL draft, you begin to experience new things, your past becomes your past, and God propels you to the future to something bigger and better. He says it's just because of his grace and mercy. So therefore, it's important in this draft that you remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How could you forget? Somebody said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. But God do not want you to forget him. That's why when you go to churches, you see this doing remembrance of me. The Lord says, remember that he is the one that paid the price for you to get there in the first place. Right? He's the one that paid the price for favor, grace, and mercy to even get you in the draft. He says, so therefore, all you have to say is yes, Father, Lord. That's it. You don't have to explain anything. You don't have to go through anything. He says, just say yes, Father, Lord. Whatever the Lord asks of you, whatever he tells you, yes, Father, Lord, and keep moving. Now, if you read the parable of those fishermen, none of those fishermen really questioned God. They made an excuse, some of them, like Simon, but they didn't question God. They did it. You are getting ready to enter the NFL draft, and that's the yes, Father, Lord. You are getting ready. It doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how long you suffered. Doesn't matter where you come from. None of that matters. You're getting ready to enter the NFL draft. Amen? You're getting ready to enter the NFL draft. And because you're getting ready to enter the NFL draft, the Lord is looking for your strength. Samson lost his strength, y'all, because he allowed someone to cut his hair. He lost it. God says, do not let anyone, and I mean do not let anyone make you, cause you to lose your strength. He says your strength comes from God. Do not let anyone turn you against God. You're going to meet people who really may not love God. Do not allow that to happen. You have to understand and recognize that God is the center. You have to understand and recognize that God is able to do everything, what, but fail, okay? And so we as people must realize and understand that it is God who can take care of us, okay? So I want you to really think about that. It is God who can take care of us. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com / free to love. That's blogtalkradio.com /FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, please, please, please Facebook at free to love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, please just remember that God is good. Remember that I do have a book out entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, which will be featured in Germany, entitled Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Alfreda Love. And so be sure to look that up. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray for your family and friends. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just keep the faith and keep praising God and keep blessing God. And just know that God loves you, and so do I. In addition to that, just make sure you look out for different individuals who will come on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And make sure that you just stay encouraged and you stay prayerful and you stay lifted in prayer and you continue to be what God would have you to be. I thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to let your family and friends know that on tomorrow we're going to have our top 15 gospel artists shortlist, followed by Wednesday we will have our praying with power and love. So be sure to let each and every person know. I really thank you guys and I appreciate you. I'm going to give you more information about the NFL program at a later time, but thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.